But let's kick stuff off. This morning, I got to be down to moderating a panel on internal controls, financial management stuff, which I know sounds dry, but it's very, very important. And actually, it was a really great panel. And in recent months, the Obama administration has announced plans to change the way it approaches significant changes to the federal financial management systems, how you roll them out. The top accounting official in the Office of Management and Budget spoke today at two federal chief financial officers and chief information officers about the apparent change in tactics. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis is here with the latest. Max.
Well, Chris, as you said, this was at the Affirm CFO-CIO summit meeting today at the Capitol Hilton Hotel. And the past federal agencies took as long as 10 years, maybe more, to implement sweeping changes in the way they managed the nation's finances. Now, Danny Werf, the comptroller for the Office of Management and Budget, says that agencies are long overdue for a change in how to manage upgrades to federal financial management systems.
We've had systems that have failed, that after much investment, we turn them on and they don't work. We've had systems that have taken way longer than anticipated to deploy. We have systems now, because of these change management challenges, that are taking somewhere between 5 and 10 years to deploy, which creates an enormous amount of challenges and problems, because you can be 7 or 8 years into a deployment and you're still deploying the solution, the technology solution that you procured 7 or 8 years ago. Well, we all know how quickly technology changes. So if today, imagine you drive home with a laptop that you just bought from the store and you turn it on 7 years from now. You have this technology gap that exists when it takes this much time to modernize. The other thing is that we do a lot of our business requirements analysis before we procure. So if you are getting ready to go live 7 or 8 years into a modernization, chances are that you did your review of what your business needs are 8 or 9 years prior. So you're going live into an environment not only with an older technology, but with an older footprint of what your business requirements are at that point in time.
Now, Werfel says that in the near-term and long-term future, IT for federal financial management systems will be changing in very fundamental ways.
What we're seeing is tremendous amount of effort and sophistication and work going into building a vision for a business future and a systems future. It's extremely impressive. But aligned right next to it is a much smaller and tend to be a much more rudimentary analysis of the project management that needs to take place to manage this project effectively. And we really feel that that needs to be reversed, that what we want to see going forward is a very sophisticated and robust and diligent and well thought out process and program for project management, attacking a much smaller basic footprint of technology change in the short term.
So Danny Werfel here talking about the fact that in the past, these big monolithic changes in financial management systems, sometimes they work. He said that there are some very interesting case studies of system upgrades that have worked just fine. But in a lot of cases, just because of the scale of the work that needs to be done, and not just upgrading the hardware, but also making the transition in the software. And also, he pointed out
Very complex systems. I mean, financial management systems, mm-hmm. if they run effectively,
right.
they're pulling a lot of data from a lot of different places.
That's right.
They're very complex systems.
And in many cases, too, Chris, you know this as well as I do, you also have to take the existing data. If you want to carry that existing data over into the new system and make it possible to do long-range comparative analysis for these systems, you also have to massage or do things to the old data so that it can be brought into the new system. And many times that's not as easy as we would make it out to be by just
saying that. It's not easy at all. No, it's very complex.
Yeah, it's very complex. So I think by coming up with this idea of doing your upgrades in smaller chunks and then upgrading as the new technology allows. You also have the opportunity of to take advantage of new technology as it's being rolled out, rather than waiting for the next time that you do a monolithic upgrade in your financial management systems.
Yeah, the small chunks, and it allows you, the idea behind this, the theory is that you can make mistakes early and they can be smaller rather than
right.
this big system that doesn't work in the end.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this a lot. For some reason, it's been very hard to bring about. So it'll be
sure.
interesting to see if they're able to do it.
Well, this is also the first time, by the way, that we've heard Danny Werfel speak out on the subject. And a lot of his work, it was very appropriate, I thought, that he was the keynote for this this summit meeting between chief financial officers and chief information officers, because his what he was preaching almost to the choir this morning was that sometimes situations for make you collaborate, and this would be the ideal situation where CFOs and CIOs have to get together and collaborate to make sure that these financial system upgrades happen.
Yeah, but they don't. It's often been, in fact, my panel had one of mm-hmm. the panel members was a CIO, CFO.
Right.
We had both hats. And,
right.
And I was joking with him. I said, sometimes you just get into a room by yourself and just fight with yourself just because that's what CIOs and CFOs do. You're going to have more tomorrow?
We will have more tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom and Amy, and on federalnewsradio.com.
Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. Thank you, Max.
Anytime.